Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. Who in this room has committed a sin? Well, I have news for you all. You are all going to hell. You don't believe me? I think Paul says it pretty clearly here. For the wages of sin is death. And Paul's not talking about physical death. He's talking about that eternal death. He's talking about eternal separation from God. Do you need more proof? Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Because we have fallen short of that glory, we are not worthy to come to God. God demands us to be perfect because, as Jesus says, your Father in heaven is perfect. And if we are not perfect, we have failed. We can even kick that "if" out of that last sentence. We are not perfect. And since we are not perfect, we deserve to be punished. This is our door prize that we deserve to get. Let's face it, guys. We're all doomed. Now you're probably thinking, there has to be a better way to get out of this mess. If we got ourselves into this mess, we sure can get ourselves out of it, right? Wrong. There's nothing we can do about it. Paul speaks to the Galatians, for by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. Luther says it also in his explanation to the third article. I believe that I cannot by my own reasoning or effort believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, nor come to him. If we think that our works can give that salvation we need to go to heaven, or if we think that all we have to be is a good person, then you're going to have a rude awakening on the Lord's judgment day. Because, listen to me, your works will not save you, and you, being a good person, will not bring you to those pearly gates. Like I said, we are sinful. Therefore, we have a one-way ticket to eternal hellfire. What if I left you with only these thoughts here? What if I ended my chapel at this point? Are any of you going to go with love in your heart and a feeling of joy? I don't think so. Let me now take the time to lift up your hearts with that joyous gospel message Paul says in the second part of Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember early in the chapel I spoke of the Lord demanding us to be perfect. That is absolutely true. He does demand us to be perfect, and we have not been perfect. But what does Paul say? But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The first word in this phrase is huge. The conjunction but is a contracting conjunction. The wages we deserve is death, but the gift of eternal life is ours through Jesus. 3 days ago, we celebrated the greatest day of the year, in my opinion. As I sat in church during that Easter service, I found myself smiling a lot as I was filled with that message of Jesus' resurrection, Jesus' victory over death and the devil. Christ had taken your place on that cross on Good Friday and then conquered death in his resurrection. Jesus did this great act for you and for me because of his great love for us. So what do we have to do to earn this great gift? Has to be something, right? He's not just going to hand this great gift over to us free of charge, is he? The gift of God. It is a gift that we freely receive from God. Jesus became that perfect mediator and has cooled God's wrath against us sinful human beings. Paul seems to explain it quite well in Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. There's that phrase again. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. We have done nothing to receive this, but Christ has done it all for us. I guess we can say the only thing God demands of us is something we still can't do on our own. But the Holy Spirit helps us. God tells us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. It is in that promise the Holy Spirit creates faith. Thanks be to God that we have been freely justified by His grace. Thanks be to God that He sent His Son to pay for our sins, that we may live forever with Him in eternal heavenly bliss. We pray. Redeemed, restored, forgiven, through Jesus' precious blood, heirs of His home in heaven, oh, praise our pardoning God. Praise Him in twofold measures who gave His Son to die. Praise Him who sevenfold treasures enrich and sanctify. We close our chapel with hymn 54.